into this house.
Pour entrer dans cette maison.
Alright. This house.
Cette maison.
Has an inner house.
Cette maison a une autre maison.
So this is the real house.
Ça à l'intérieur, c'est ça la vraie maison.
It's like this house
has a fence. Ça a une clôture.
Has a fence.
Yeah, une clôture ici.
So when you come, when you drive in into this house,
quand tu entres dans la
parcelle, this is a compound of the house, you know.
Ça c'est la parcelle de la maison.
But it's different from this house.
C'est différent de l'intérieur.
And this is different from the bedroom.
Et cet espace est différent de la chambre à coucher.
Amen.
Amen.
So if I'm the owner of this house,
si cette maison m'appartient,
and I want to have an intimate, you know, discussion and relationship with you.
Si je veux avoir une discussion intime avec toi,
I'll be waiting. I'll want to have that relationship in the bedroom.
Je veux avoir cette relation dans la chambre à coucher.
So, if I drive in through the gate,
si je entre dans la parcelle,
you know, I can say I have come to. You can say you have come to my house.
Tu peux dire que tu es venu.
Yes, you have come to my house, but you have not met with me.
Oui, tu es venu chez moi, mais tu ne m'as pas encore.
Because God said, anybody that wants to meet him, he will meet him in the bedroom.
Alors, Dieu dit que la personne qui veut le rencontrer, peut le rencontrer
in
dans
the innermost house.
Dans l'intérieur de la maison.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That is very, very important.
Ça, c'est très, très important.
Because many Christians, they drive in through the gate.
Beaucoup de chrétiens, ils entrent par le portail.
And they start walking around.
Et ils commencent à circuler pour se promener dans notre
vie. But God is waiting for us here.
Mais Dieu est en train de nous attendre. Dans
so
le
God said, I will meet you between the wings of the cherubim.
Dieu dit, je vais te rencontrer au-dessus des ailes des chérubins.
So the wise virgin,
they entered into
this bride chamber.
Les vierges sages.
Okay, so you can say
dans la chambre.
You can say this is the bride chamber.
Ça c'est la chambre à coucher.
So this is where the bride and the bridegroom.
C'est là où l'époux et l'épouse se rencontrent.
So, for every believer,
pour chaque chrétien,
when you enter the gate,
quand tu entres dans le
you want to end up here.
Il faut arriver jusqu'à l'intérieur.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if I enter here, I say I have arrived. Is that, will I have arrived?
Si je entre dans la parcelle et je dis que je suis arrivé, est-ce que vraiment je suis arrivé là?
But that's where many of us are.
Mais c'est ça, la plupart d'entre nous, nous sommes dans le passé.
Now, the first, you can see I've written number 1, number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Tu vois, j'ai écrit 1, 2, 3 jusqu'à 7.
And that is the vision you had.
Et ça, c'est la vision que tu as eue.
You saw the ladder.
Tu as vu l'échelle.
Hein? And you are climbing the ladder.
Et tu étais en train de grimper l'échelle.
And when you reach the middle, you are trying to stop. Someone was pushing you. Go, move.
Tu arrivais à un endroit, tu veux t'arrêter, mais quelqu'un te poussait de continuer.
So God is pushing you to go to the end.
Dieu est en train de te pousser pour que tu arrives jusqu'au bout.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is like a ladder.
Ça, c'est comme une échelle.
This is the beginning of the ladder.
Ça, c'est le commencement de l'échelle.
And this is the end of the ladder.
Et au fond, en haut là, c'est la fin de l'échelle.
At the end of the ladder is Christ.
À la fin de l'échelle, il y a Christ.
And the beginning of the ladder is the world.
Au commencement de l'échelle, c'est le monde.
So, you have number 1. Number 2.
Is it the world or the gates?
That's where the gate. When you come from the world, so your world that you come in.
So you have number 4, 5, 6, and then 7.
So you can see the different steps.
Alors, il y a sept go étapes.
Amen. Amen. So there are different steps.
Il y a des étapes okay. différentes.
And that is maturity.
Alors, ça, c'est, on est en train d'atteindre la maturité.
So Paul says we should grow up into Christ.
Amen. Paul a dit, il faut qu'on grandisse jusqu'à ce qu'on entre
so,
en Christ.
When you are born, you cannot be a mature Christian when you are born.
Quand tu viens d'être né, tu ne peux pas être un chrétien mature.
So you are born as a babe.
Tu es né comme un bébé.
So you have to grow.
Et tu commences à grandir.
All right. So this is the house of God.
Ça c'est la maison de Dieu.
And Christ, from the message, Christ is coming into his house.
Christ est en train d'entrer dans sa maison.
So you are the house.
Vous êtes la maison.
You are building your heart as a house.
Tu es en train de construire ton cœur comme la maison.
And you're asking Christ to thy kingdom come on earth.
Et tu es en train de prier au Seigneur pour dire
because
que
you are the earth.
Sur terre. Parce All que right? tu es la terre.
And Christ is going to come into you in different steps.
Amen. Amen.
So Christ doesn't come everything one time.
It will be too much.
You can't. You can't take it. Amen. So
you
say, dear a little. Line upon line.
Line sur line.
Until you come to fullness.
Jusqu'à ce que tu viennes à la plénitude.
Just like a little child.
Comme un bébé.
Bébé grow to
bébé
adult. And then from adult to full grown man.
Jusqu'à un homme complètement mûr.
So that is what this plan is telling us.
Et c'est ça. That
we must grow in the knowledge of God.
Amen.
We must also grow in our experience of the glory of God coming into us. So every day Christ is coming. You know, Jesus said, Mary said, if you had come, my brother wouldn't have died.
Marie, la sœur de Martha, a dit à Jésus, si tu étais là, mon frère n'allait pas mourir.
And Jesus said, Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life.
Et Jésus Christ lui a dit, je suis la résurrection et je suis la nouvelle.
Alléluia.
Resurrection is a person.
Yes, sir.
La résurrection, c'est une personne.
It's not a date in future.
Ce n'est pas une date à l'avenir.
Do you understand that? Resurrection is a person. It's an experience. Not a date.
C'est une expérience.
In 2050.
Ce n'est pas une date à l'avenir. Comme
So today, you can enter into resurrection.
Aujourd'hui même, tu peux entrer à la résurrection.
If you receive Christ into your mind.
Si tu reçois Christ dans ta pensée.
Your mind comes into resurrection.
Ta pensée va être restaurée.
So that is what this picture is showing.
C'est ce que cette photo nous montre.
So in the church, there are three stages of maturity.
Alors, dans l'église, il y a trois compartiments.
The first one,
la maturité.
We call it the outer court. You can see it.
Premier endroit, c'est le pavis.
That's the first one. And then the second one, we call the holy place.
Deuxième section s'appelle le lieu saint.
And then the third one, we call it the most holy place. That is.
Alors, le troisième endroit,
outer court, holy place, most holy place.
Le lieu très saint. Alors, nous avons le pavis, le lieu saint et le lieu très saint.
Amen. Amen. So, this is the world here.
Dehors, là-bas, c'est le monde.
Or Kampala.
Ou bien Kampala ou Abuja.
Abuja.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But wherever you are, you can enter.
Partout où tu es, tu peux entrer.
And you begin your journey.
Et tu commences le voyage.
Now, when you begin your journey, the first experience.
Quand tu commences le voyage, première expérience.
Is the experience of judgment.
C'est l'expérience du jugement. Hmm?
Judgment. They call it an altar of brass. Brazen altar.
On appelle ça un hôtel de rang.
Or brass altar.
Hôtel de rang.
Scripture.
Okay. So this is brass altar. And Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot what?
See the kingdom.
He cannot see the kingdom.
L'homme est né de nouveau, qu'il faut voir le royaume.
And except a man is born of the water, the water and the spirit, this is the water, the word, and the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom.
Et c'est seulement quand l'homme est né par l'esprit et l'eau qu'il puisse entrer dans le royaume.
And the Bible says there's only one name in the whole world through which a man can be born again.
Yeah, and it's the name of Jesus Christ.
So, it's only one gate.
Par laquelle l'homme peut entrer. Et son nom, c'est Jésus.
There's no other gate. There's no other door.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just want to get that one. The first, that table is, where the water is, you're not in the inner.
No, I'm here.
Okay, you're born again. That is
the brass altar.
The altar, where you're born with fire.
That is the altar of brass.
Brass, okay. Where they experience the baptism of fire and the
wood. No worry, I'm coming there.
That's where you have the born again experience.
You have the fire there.
Yes, okay.
I will explain it.
Okay.
I will explain it. You know, because many of us do not understand what it means to be born again.
Beaucoup de nous ne comprenons pas ce que c'est né de nouveau.
Born again is not. Raise your hand. Say after me. That is not born again. Say after me.
Répétez après moi.
Today.
Aujourd'hui.
Today.
Aujourd'hui.
I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to
Jesus.
From now, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Praise God. My name is written in heaven.
Congratulations.
That is not being born again.
Amen.
Amen. It's more than that. So, this altar, remember, the altar is your heart. Remember?
L'autel, c'est ton cœur.
Huh? Now, if you look at this altar, there are four sides. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Since you regard set up, there are 4 parties.
Now, so let us count. 1, 2, how many? 3, 4. Amen.
Amen.
So it is your soul that is being judged.
Alors c'est ton âme qui va te juger en ce temps-là.
So, sorry, my picture is always very busy. Do you understand it? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yes.
So, this is the journey of the soul.
Ça, c'est le voyage de l'âme.
You must understand that.
Il faut comprendre ça.
It is the journey of the inward man.
Alors, c'est le voyage de l'homme intérieur.
The soul, when Adam sinned, his soul fell into sin.
Alors, quand Adam a commis des péchés, son âme est tombée.
And if the blood doesn't touch the soul, that soul is going to hell.
Si le sang de Jésus ne touche pas à cette âme, cette âme ne va pas à l'enfer.
Whether you go to Makerere, or you go to where is, any place,
Harvard,
whatever you call the president, anything you do. If the blood of Jesus Christ does not touch the soul,
alors si le sang de Jésus ne touche pas à ton âme,
amen.
Tu vas en faire.
So the soul is falling, every day is falling.
Alors, it's going to hell. Il est en train de tomber à l'enfer.
There is only one thing that stops the fall. So all we have sinned and done what? Falling short of the glory of God.
Nous avons tous péché.
There's only one thing that arrests the fall.
Il y a une seule chose qui peut arrêter la chute.
is the blood of Jesus Christ.
C'est le sang de Jésus.
Amen.
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 It's only the blood.
C'est seulement le sang.
And the blood must be applied at the four corners.
Et ce sang doit être appliqué dans les quatre coins.
So the blood is applied to your mind, to your emotion, to your will, and to your desire. You must
remember
that. Et le
sang doit être appliqué à tes émotions, à tes désirs, à ta volonté et à tes pensées.
And that blood is a spirit.
Et ce sang-là, c'est un esprit.
Do you believe it's a spirit? The blood of Jesus Christ is spirit.
The son of Jesus.
Okay, yes. You're not sure. If you have seen the blood of Jesus, raise your hand.
Si vous avez vu le sang de Jésus, lève la main.
So it is a spirit.
C'est un esprit.
For a spirit.
Pour esprit.
It is the spirit of life for their soul, which is spirit.
Alors c'est.
Amen.
Amen.
C'est l'esprit pour.
So it is a spiritual experience.
Alors, c'est une expérience spirituelle.
It is not I.
Ce n'est pas moi.
It is blood touching your heart.
Alors, c'est Amen. Le sang qui touche.
So that blood comes to the heart.
Alors, cet sang vient au cœur.
And the Bible says that the life of God is in the blood of Jesus Christ.
La Bible dit que la vie.
So the blood of Jesus is a carrier of the life of God, the energy,
alors, le sang de Jésus,
the strength,
ça porte
the light.
De Dieu, la lumière.
That blood has light, has blood, it has power, it has glory, it has strength. It is rich.
C'est rich.
Amen.
Amen.
It's more powerful than the blood of your blood relation, your national relation, family relation. Do you understand?
C'est plus puissant pour votre relation familiale, votre relation.
In other words, it is a covenant.
Tribal, votre relation nationale.
It is a covenant.
C'est une alliance.
It is a passport.
C'est un passeport.
It is a guarantee.
C'est une garantie.
It is an identity in the spirit.
C'est une identité.
Amen.
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 So the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will run away. I will pass. Alors, when the devil comes, he sees the blood, he runs. Hallelujah. So the blood, it is seen in the heavens.
This
is a glory and light. Because the brother was saying that the glory of God comes into the temple, is it not? That blood carries the glory of God and brings it into your heart.
Amen.
And when it comes, it stays. It doesn't go away.
Ça vient, ça reste, ça
so he says,
pas.
I am with you when? Oh,
je serai
wait.
Avec toi. Toujours.
When you are sleeping, when you
quand
are walking,
tu dors, quand
when
tu
you're
marches,
the blood is there.
Le sang est là.
And the Bible says that the blood of Jesus, what does it do? It speaks. It's a radio station. It's a radio station. It's a broadcasting.
Comme une station radio.
It's shouting. It is active.
Active.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to beg God to protect you. That blood is active.
Amen.
So they say that when I see the blood,
quand je vois le sang, je vais passer.
So one major thing I want you to remember is that blood has brought you into a covenant.
All
that God has in the whole universe, by that blood, you become an inheritor. You have an access.
À travers le sang, tu peux avoir accès.
Amen.
À tout ce que Dieu a pour toi.
And that blood makes you a partaker of the commonwealth of Israel.
Et ce sang-là te fait partie.
But that blood changes your identity forever.
Ça change ton identité à jamais.
And that blood makes you a child of God.
Et so, sang te fait enfant de Dieu.
So, because of that blood,
à cause de ce sang,
anywhere you go,
partout où tu passes,
it is the responsibility of God to make sure you don't nothing hurts you.
C'est la responsabilité. C'est la responsabilité de Dieu pour faire de sorte que rien n'arrive de mal.
That blood guarantees you access to the blessings and benefit of God.
Ça garantit votre accès au bénéfice.
So I don't need to have a night vigil, 7-day fast to receive the benefit.
Je n'ai pas besoin d'avoir.
Because I already have it.
Je n'ai pas besoin d'avoir 7 jours de jeûne.
You see, seek ye first the right kingdom of God. And what will happen? The lorry load. They will follow you. So these blessings will follow you. They will pursue you. They will overtake you. It's yours. In Nigeria, we say carry go. It's all yours. Take and go.
Amen.
But you know, some people have abused it. You say, I'm a sweatless winner. I'm a sweatless winner. I'm a champion of Uganda. And you know, all the other things they talk about. Amen. It is true, but it is taken out of context.
C'est vrai, c'est hors de contexte.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a relationship.
C'est une relation.
So, that benefit is conditional.
Alors, les bénéfices sont conditionnels.
It's conditional.
C'est conditionnel.
It's not a once and for all benefit. You get it then, whatever you do, no. If.
Il y a un si là-bas.
If you will walk in my commandment.
Si tu.
If you will take your cross and follow me,
si tu prends ta croix et me suis,
then all these blessings will follow.
Alors, toutes ces bénédictions vont te suivre.
If Uganda has a covenant with America,
si Uganda a une alliance avec les États-Unis,
it is conditional.
C'est conditionnel.
I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. When you misbehave.
Si tu ne te comportes pas bien,
what happens? They withdraw the benefit. As you know,
happens. La relation s'est cassée.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So, a covenant relationship means you keep your own, I keep my own.
Une alliance veut
dire, amen.
Tu fais ta part, moi je fais ma part.
If you do so and so, if you obey my people, then I will be your God.
Amen. Si tu m'obéis, je
serai ton Dieu. But some people are teaching that whatever you do, you are the child of God. Like someone who teach that once a believer, forever a believer.
Et des gens qui disent que une fois croyant, toujours croyant.
Or that Jesus has finished it all.
Therefore. Et que Jésus a tout fait.
Is that what this place is showing?
Eh?
Jesus has finished it all. Is that what he said?
Jesus a tout fait. C'est ce que ça dit?
Yeah, that's what people are talking about. They say Jesus has finished it all.
On dit que Jesus a tout terminé.
Yes. Yeah. He died on the cross.
Il a mouru dans la croix.
So and released his blood.
Et il a
You must receive the blood.
And
you must continue to walk in the terms of the covenant. Then the benefit of the covenant will begin to run in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so I have to go on. All right, so I just wanted to lay that emphasis about being born again. That it's a covenant of life.
Je vais seulement commencer avec né de nouveau, ça signifie quoi?
But there is also another important message of this brazen altar.
Il y a un autre message qui est très important concernant l'autel des reins.
And it is made of brass.
C'est conçu par avec du rein.
Brass represents what? Judgment.
Judgment.
Alright? So what he's saying is that the darkness in the heart, we talked about it, you know. Must be judged. So there must be repentance.
Alors il faut avoir la repentance.
And that is a message that has been lost in the church.
Alors ça c'est un message qui est perdu dans l'église.
Say after me. I am born again. No.
Dis après moi, répétez après moi, et tu es né de nouveau.
There must be repentance.
Before you repentance.
Repentance means I am walking this way.
Je marche sur ce chemin.
I heard the voice of God.
Maintenant j'ai entendu la voix
I
de
stopped.
Dieu. Je m'en suis stoppé.
And turn around.
Et je tourne.
And start going this way.
Et je commence à marcher dans le sens contraire.
That is the message of the brazen altar.
Ça c'est le message de l'autel de Rome.
There must be a change in life.
Il doit avoir un changement dans la vie.
So John says, repent and show forth fruit meet for repentance.
Alors Jean dit, il faut repentir et montrer le fruit de la repentance.
There is no way the blood of Jesus will come on your heart that there will not be a change in the lifestyle.
Yes.
In your values.
Si le sang de Jesus touche,
in your appetite.
À ton cœur.
Yes. In your friends.
Il doit avoir
in your relationships.
Dans ton appétit, dans
in your worldview. Something must change. Amen.
Amen.
See, if any man be in Christ, he say what?
New
creation.
All
things are passed away, and all things have become new.
Amen.
So repentance is a major message.
Alors la repentance c'est un message majeur.
Today, many of the preaching is prosperity.
Aujourd'hui, beaucoup de messages c'est concernant la prospérité.
Do you hear of repentance?
Est-ce que tu entends la repentance?
Very, very few.
Très peu.
Because if you preach repentance, your church will be three people.
Si tu prêches la repentance, le nombre de gens à l'église va réduire.
So the offering will be smaller. 10 shillings times 3.
Alors l'offrande va diminuer.
10 shillings times 3.
Ça va diminuer à 10 shillings par 3 personnes.
If you want beaucoup shillings, then you remove repentance and put prosperity.
Mais si tu veux beaucoup d'argent, tu enlèves la repentance et tu mets la prospérité.
You put solution center.
Et tu dis centre de la solution.
Baby. You want baby? Baby center.
Si c'est enfant que tu veux, voilà. Ici,
healing center. Deliverance center.
Ici, c'est le centre de la délivrance.
It will be 100 times 30 or 10 shillings. That is 1,000
shillings. Et maintenant, les dîmes et les offrandes vont augmenter.
Our God is good. All the time. Amen.
Amen.
That is what has happened to the church.
C'est ce qui est arrivé à l'église.
Because they removed the repentance.
Parce qu'ils ont judgment.
Amen. So, this is the foundation.
Ça, c'est la fondation.
Of your Christian life, repentance.
C'est la fondation de ta christianité.
And repentance is a lifestyle.
Amen. Et la repentance c'est un style de vie.
You will say I repented last year, so no more repentance for me.
Je me suis repenti l'année dernière. Alors,
so every day fois, you hear the word of God, what do? You repent.
Chaque jour que tu
entends la parole de
Dieu. Amen.
So as you came here today, I hope you have repented. As you are hearing the word of God, you are repenting.
Huh?
Each time you hear the word of God, you repent. Because each time the word of God comes, it is attacking something in your mind, in your emotion, in your will.
Amen.
You come tomorrow again, another fire. Amen. And that the word is washing away and purifying.
And
so you see a change, you know, and you are preparing your heart. And as you purify yourself, the glory of God will be coming.
Amen.
As you prepare your heart, God will come in. Amen. That's how the glory of God comes into this. God says, I am of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. I think in Habakkuk somewhere.
Dieu a dit que mes yeux sont trop purs pour regarder des saletés.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this experience continues all the way.
It doesn't stop here. Cette expérience de la repentance continue jusqu'au fond.
It continues all the way.
Ça continue jusqu'au bout.
Amen. Because it's a lifestyle.
Parce que c'est un style de vie.
It's a relationship.
C'est une relation.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Habakkuk 1:13.
Okay.
Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. Wherefore lookest thou upon them that did treacherously, and holdest thy tongue when the wicked devoureth the man that is more righteous than he. Habakkuk 1:13.
Okay. So now, from number one, we'll go to number two. Alright? Number two is a brass basin or brass liver.
Hello. Deuxième meuble, c'est le bazar d'Oran.
This basin contains water.
Ce bazar, il y a de l'eau dedans.
It is meant for the priests. When they offer the sacrifice,
après
they go here
fait,
to wash their hands,
après avoir fait le
wash their clothes.
And ils vont là-bas pour se laver les mains et laver ses
mains. It keeps them clean.
Ce sont les prêtres qui utilisent ça pour se garder propre.
So what is he saying? What is the message?
Quel est le message?
It's also made of brass.
C'est toujours fait d'or.
So the water speaks of the word of God.
L'eau parle de la parole de Dieu.
It speaks of the cleansing action of the word of God.
Ça nous sert de la façon de nettoyer de Dieu.
So John chapter 15:3 says, you are clean by the words that I've spoken to you.
Jean chapitre 3, c'est dit que tu es propre à cause de la parole que je t'ai dit.
And John 17:17 says, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Amen.
Et Jean chapitre 17, verset 17 dit, sanctifiez-les par la vérité.
So,
la parole, c'est la vérité.
So, I believe in practical.
Pour moi, je crois aux choses pratiques.
How many people want practical?
Qui veut des choses pratiques?
Very good. So, from today, we are going to enter a covenant.
Aujourd'hui, nous allons entrer en alliance.
That I'll be washing my heart with the word of God.
Je vais me laver mon cœur avec la parole de Dieu.
I will read 4 chapters of scripture every day.
Chaque jour, je vais
lire 4 chapitres par jour. Oh, you are doing better. How many are you reading? 8. Kosi, how many are you reading?
2.
God bless you, and Sister Billy. The praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you will read 2-4. In addition to the one she's giving you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You have to read line by line, yes. Precept by precept. So it is not the number of chapters.
No, well, yes. Yeah. But the 4 chapters means in a year you read the Bible once.
You have finished your Bible.
Yes. You know, what you're saying, you know, many of us
chaque,
will do it.
Jour, si
we do it, but it's a deception. Because the nature of man is rebellious.
Yeah.
If you don't tie it down, after 2 days, say, no, I'm tired. You go on holiday. So it is good. So it is 4 chapters a day.
Minimum.
Ça c'est le minimum qu'il faut faire.
If you read, I was telling my daughter, say 4 chapters. I didn't know that she came with the program that reads the whole Bible in 60 days.
Yes. Je lui ai dit 4 chapitres par jour, ma fille.
You have 90. So if you read 8 chapters, you will read the Bible in 6 months. If you read 12 chapters, you will read the Bible in 3 months.
No, 17 chapters. 3 months.
3 months, okay, good. Watchman Nee reading New Testament once a week, is it not?
Every week.
Every week, New Testament. Wow.
Yeah, no, Watchman Nee, en chinois, lui, il lit le Nouveau Testament une fois chaque semaine.
So let's read Psalm 19, verse 7.
Lisons Psalm 19.
Now, many of the young people. This is your passport to deliverance.
Pour beaucoup de jeunes, ça c'est votre passeport pour la délivrance.
From besetting sin.
Pour des péchés qui te font tomber chaque fois.
From lust.
Pour le combat.
Excessive lust.
Psalm 19, verset 7.
Oui, oui, French.
Il s'élève à une extrémité des cieux et
ça c'est verset 7.
Psaume 19, verset 7. La loi de l'Éternel est parfaite et restaure.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
La loi de l'Éternel est parfaite et restaure l'âme. Mm-hmm. Le témoignage de l'Éternel est véritable et il rend sage l'ignorant.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
We have a testimony.
Nous avons un témoignage.
I won't tell you my own testimony. Let me share. One of the young people from the youth conference. Where is Godfrey? Okay,
yeah,
let's go.
Nous avons un témoignage. On vient de terminer.
Youth conference was last week in Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Nous avons fait une conférence la semaine dernière au Nigeria.
And what I'm telling you now, I told them. And we got a text message yesterday. I don't know if we have time, but I'll rent the text message for you so that you will see the testimony within 1 week.
Dans une semaine seulement, of the change témoignage.
In appetite.
Il y a changement d'appétit.
All right? And I told them, I said, you must read 4 chapters a day. This sister, she just finished law school. She's a lawyer. Just went to law school, finished. Okay, so she's a young person like you.
All right? Elle est jeune comme vous.
And she says within 1 week,
elle a dit dans une semaine,
her appetite has changed for the word of God.
Son appétit a changé.
The word of God is sweet to her.
Maintenant, la parole de Dieu est fact, doux pour elle.
It has changed. Her whole orientation. One week.
Sa vie de prière a changé.
So I want to challenge you.
Je veux te défier.
Do it, and you will see your life will never be.
Il faut le faire, et ta vie changera à jamais.
Why? Because the word of God will begin to wash your mind, your emotion.
Parce que la parole de Dieu va commencer à nettoyer ton désir, ta volonté, tes pensées.
Because see, the word of God is what? Perfect. Converting soul.
La parole de Dieu est parfaite. You know, ça change.
Yesterday we talked about the darkness in the soul, isn't it?
Yeah, on a parlé du ténèbre dans l'âme.
And we looked at all the 7 things.
Nous avons regardé
the word of God will make you to be a habitation of God. Instead of being a habitation of devils.
Dieu va te faire une all the things we talked about.
That is the instrument. Amen. So that is the lifestyle you need to develop, to grow in the things of God.
Ça, c'est le style de vie qu'il faut développer pour pouvoir grandir au Seigneur.
If you have to read 4 chapters a day,
since you need 4 chapters for you,
you will not have enough time for Facebook.
Tu n'auras pas suffisamment de temps pour Facebook.
Twitter time reduced.
Le temps pour Twitter va réduire.
No time for Instagram.
Pas de temps pour Instagram.
You only open it and close and go because you have to go and read 4 chapters.
Tu ouvres. Amen. Parce qu'il faut aller lire tes 4 chapitres.
Right. No time for television.
Essaye. Tu n'auras pas beaucoup de temps pour ta télévision.
No time for Nigerian movie. 3 hours.
Pas de temps pour les films nigériens.
3 hours is 12 chapters.
Si tu restes devant la télé 3 heures.
Stella, try it. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. It is real. I'm telling you.
C'est réel.
It's real. Reality.
C'est réel.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is the second experience. It's called consecration and sanctification.
Alors là-bas, yes, la sanctification et la consécration.
That's what the water is there. It's for cleaning. Cleaning.
Alors l'eau est là pour nettoyer, pour nettoyer.
Apart from cleaning, it brings energy.
À part le fait que ça te nettoie, ça te donne l'énergie.
The word of God is a person.
La parole de Dieu, c'est une personne.
And that person is who? Jesus Christ.
Et cette personne,
amen.
Amen.
The word of God is not paper. This is not
la parole
the word of God.
De Dieu, ce n'est pas papier.
This is ink.
Ça,
or white paper.
L'encre sur,
amen. Do you understand?
Sur papier.
Jesus is the word of God.
Jésus, c'est la parole de Dieu.
When you begin to read,
quand tu commences à lire,
Jesus comes.
Jésus vient.
Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says the words that I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. Amen. And the Bible says the letter kills, but the spirit does what? Gives life. Amen. Even if you want to read the letter of the word, it will bless you. The letter will even bless you. Not on top of the spirit of the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the word is the food for your soul.
Alors, la parole de Dieu, c'est à manger pour ton esprit, pour ton âme.
30 minutes ago, we were manger rice. We were eating
Merci
rice.
30 minutes que nous mangeons le riz ici.
That food is for?
The body. Alors, cet repas, c'est pour le corps.
Now we are strong, isn't it?
Non, nous
where is the food for your mind, for your emotions?
Où est la à manger pour tes âmes, ton âme?
Amen.
Amen.
That word is the word of God. The spirit.
Ça, c'est la parole
and
de Dieu.
Life.
C'est ça qui donne la
vie. Amen. So that's what you get here.
C'est ce que tu as ici.
It's a place of getting strength and energy. Amen. This water also represents baptism.
Et l'eau ici also represents le baptême.
So when you are born again, you are baptized.
Quand tu es né de nouveau, tu seras baptisé.
So there are 3 baptisms.
Il y a 3 baptêmes.
The first one is what?
Water.
Premier, c'est l'eau.
Okay. The first one is water, and it is for the body.
Ça, c'est pour le corps.
And it is man that baptizes you.
It's a Lord qui te baptise, oh Lord.
Amen. And baptize means you enter the water and they bring you out. Now sprinkle.
Vas-y, dit, tu mets complètement dans l'eau et puis tu ressors. Ce n'est pas simplement asperger.
In January we did baptism, isn't it?
Janvier, on a fait le baptême.
Remember that my special dress. That was there.
You see so people
with Brother Martin.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the baptism in the water. That's the first one. Amen.
Amen.
When you're baptized, you are making a statement.
Quand tu fais le baptême, tu es en train de déclarer quelque chose.
It is a covenant with God.
C'est une alliance avec Dieu.
That you are going all the way.
Tu es en train de t'engager pour aller jusqu'au bout avec Dieu.
You know, Adam was removed from the garden.
été enlevé du jardin.
This is a covenant that I'm going back into the garden. This is the garden of God. This most holy place.
Ça c'est une déclaration que je vais arriver jusqu'au jardin.
Because here you have flowers.
Là-bas, yeah? Vous avez
and
des
on
fleurs.
On the surface, flowers everywhere. It's a piece of the garden.
Vous avez des fleurs partout.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a place where you have special communion with God in the spirit.
C'est un endroit où vous avez une communion spéciale avec
Dieu. That's what he was talking of.
C'est ce que mon frère disait.
God is coming back. The glory of God is coming
back. Dieu est en train de revenir.
So that God will bring you into that special union.
Dieu va te ramener dans cette relation spéciale.
So that's what this is a place of commitment and consecration.
C'est un endroit d'engagement et de consécration.
Goodbye, one. I stay no longer with you. I've made up my mind. To do what? To go God's way
for the rest of my life.
Amen. So that's the message of the water. Now the second one.
Le message de l'eau.
Is the baptism with what?
Deuxième baptême.
Holy Spirit.
C'est baptême de Saint-Esprit.
Now, this one is for what? This is for the body. Baptism here is for what? It's for the spirit.
Alors le premier c'est pour le corps, deuxièmement okay. C'est
so
pour l'esprit.
So it's for the human spirit.
C'est pour l'esprit de l'homme.
So remember, the first one is for the body.
Premièrement c'est pour le corps. Hmm?
So water is for the body. Spirit is for the spirit. It means one. There's a man that has not been baptized.
Ça reste une partie qui n'est pas encore baptisée.
So who is not been baptized now?
Qui n'a pas été baptisé?
Hein?
So.
God bless you.
Amen.
Baptism of Christ.
Baptism
into Christ.
Into Christ. The baptism into
Christ.
And it is for the soul.
Okay,
and this remember, soul is mind, emotion, desire, and will.
Il faut vous rappeler que l'âme vous dit les désirs, les émotions, la volonté et la pensée.
So, how does this baptism take place?
Comment est-ce que ça se passe?
Water is for the body.
L'eau c'est pour le corps.
Spirit is for the spirit.
Esprit, c'est pour esprit.
So, 2/3.
Dos you are.
Baptized.
Baptisé.
The meaning one.
Ça reste un.
So, the Holy Spirit has come into your spirit.
Le Saint-Esprit est entré dans ton esprit.
So, that spirit is called the spirit of adoption.
Saint-Esprit est appelé l'esprit d'adoption.
What does it do?
Qu'est-ce que ça fait?
It begins to come into your emotion. Come into your will.
Come
into your design.
Amen.
So, the Spirit of God begins to go deep down into your soul.
Amen.
And it begins to drag your emotions. It begins to crucify the flesh.
Ça commence à crucifier la chair.
Do you understand? It begins to break down the power of the flesh.
Ça commence à casser le pouvoir de la chair.
And begins to bring the flesh under the authority
et
and
ça,
the rule
ça commence à mettre
of Christ.
L'âme sur l'autorité de Christ.
Amen. So it's called the baptism into Christ.
Alors ça fait Amen. Le baptême en Christ.
So the Bible says, Christ in you is what? Is the hope the mind has.
La Bible dit que Christ en toi, c'est l'expérience de la gloire.
The hope the mind has of coming into the fullness of Christ.
Ça, c'est l'espérance que l'homme a.
So he was saying,
dans la plénitude du Christ.
He was saying that all creation,
il disait que eh? Toute créature,
cried. Desiring
pleure,
to come into the manifestation of what? The sons of God.
Pour entrer dans la Amen. Manifestation de la, du des fils de Dieu.
This is the creation.
Ça, c'est la création.
The emotions, the mind. These are the four creations. The
ça,
four living.
Les quatre créatures. Yeah?
This is a bird. This is a creeping creature. This is a lion. This is a house. All this creation, all this, they are crying,
tout
waiting,
ça,
desiring to become sons of God.
Ça, désir.
Amen. So they are waiting for Christ. They are saying, Christ, coming, coming to me. They are
ça,
desiring.
Chris, Christ, oh.
Crying and receiving, opening up themselves. That is the process of the baptism into Christ.
Ça, c'est le processus.
Amen.
Them on Christ.
And it is the Holy Spirit that does it.
Là, c'est le
Saint-Esprit
qui fait ça.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Jesus baptizes us in the Holy Ghost.
Et si Jésus nous baptise au Saint-Esprit.
Okay, so let me take it again.
Il faut que je prenne ça encore.
Man baptizes you in water for the body.
L'homme to faire la baptême pour le corps.
Jesus baptizes your spirit with the Holy Ghost.
Jésus baptise ton esprit par le Saint-Esprit.
Like he was telling us, it's a down payment.
Comme il nous disait, c'est une gage.
Hein? For the baptism of the soul into Christ.
Pour le baptême de l'esprit.
Amen.
De l'âme en Christ.
So when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Alors quand tu reçois le baptême du Saint-Esprit.
It's not the end.
Ce n'est pas la fin.
It's to make your mind holy.
C'est pour faire de ta pensée sainte.
It is the energy you need to overcome in your mind.
C'est l'énergie dont tu as besoin pour vaincre dans tes pensées.
Many of us will receive the Holy Ghost, we don't know what to do.
La plupart de nous reçoit le Saint-Esprit, on ne sait pas
quoi faire. Speak in tongues, and then
on commence à parler.
Amen.
En langue.
The Holy Ghost is a power that has come into your mind.
Alors le Saint-Esprit, c'est un pouvoir qui est entré dans ta pensée.
He says, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead,
si la même esprit
dwell in your emotions,
qui a ressuscité Jésus-Christ,
young people, you want to overcome your emotion, you have the power already. The Holy Ghost.
Si tu es baptisé, tu as
Amen.
Le pouvoir.
You must learn how to submit your emotions to the Spirit of God.
Tu dois soumettre
Hallelujah.
Tes émotions à l'Esprit de Dieu.
And you must add fasting to it.
Et il faut ajouter le jeûne.
When you fast, Bible says you chasten your soul with fasting. You break down the body.
Il faut jeûner.
And the inner man.
Amen.
So fasting plus Holy Ghost plus water overcome.
Tu peux Amen. Faire à travers le Saint-Esprit, okay. À travers Jésus et aussi à jeûner.
Now, Christ will bring you into the second place.
Et c'est Christ qui va terminer dans ce deuxième compartiment.
Because this is the function of the Spirit.
Ça, c'est le fonctionnement de l'Esprit.
Because the Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, giving light to the inward parts of the belly. That's Proverbs 20:27. Is it 20:27?
Proverbs 20:27.
Yes. Proverbs 20:27 is very important.
Proverbs 20:27.
L'esprit de l'homme est une lampe de l'Éternel. Il pénètre jusqu'au fond des entrailles.
Des entrailles. Des entrailles, that's what?
Entrails.
Entrails. Yes. The belly. Entrails. The darkness. Darkness in the intestine. Huh? The appetite. You've like. Okay, read.
The spirit of man, that factor in human personality which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts.
Amen. Amen. Okay, read the
The spirit of man is the kind of the Lord, searching all inward parts of the faith.
Amen. Amen. Others say giving light. It's the same thing. So here you see light. There are seven lamps.
You see, on voit la lumière. Il y en a sept.
So in this building, there is no other. This is the only source of light.
Ça, c'est la seule source de la lumière.
So the spirit of God that comes into you is a source of light from within.
Alors, l'esprit de Dieu qui entre en vous,
that light,
c'est une source de la lumière.
That light is to give you direction.
Et
guidance.
Cette lumière c'est this is the way to walk. Direction.
Amen.
Amen.
That light is to bring energy, strength.
Cette lumière c'est pour te donner l'énergie.
This is a vessel. Eh? And it has oil.
Ça, c'est un vase qui a de l'huile.
And there is a little thread, weak, in between.
Il y a une ficelle au-dedans, une mèche.
So that thread is enmeshed in the oil.
Et cette mèche est dans l'huile.
The oil represents the power of the Holy Ghost.
L'huile représente le pouvoir du Saint-Esprit.
The thread represents your soul.
Et la mèche your emotions. Représente
you represent humanity.
C'est l'humanité.
So it means you are soaked in the Holy Ghost.
Ça veut dire que tu es.
So Paul said we are.
Tu es dans l'eau. Hein? Tu es dans le Saint-Esprit.
So Paul said that our life is hid in Christ. In God.
Christ dit que notre vie est cachée en Christ, en Dieu.
So if you allow the power of the Holy Ghost to soak into your personality, to
si
soak into your personality.
La puissance de Dieu pour entrer dans all ta personnalité,
the talents and ministries and gifts and potentials will begin to
bubble choses qui sont
and come out.
Toi.
Amen. So many of us here, there are seeds, potential that are within. All right. When we bring it under the Holy Ghost, he begins to.
Alors, nous avons plupart de nous ici, nous avons des potentialités, mais si Amen. C'est sur le contrôle de Dieu, on va le voir vraiment l'utilité.
Amen. Amen. My time is almost up, so I have to get ready to stop. This one is a table of bread.
Et là, notre meuble, c'est une table qui a du pain.
And Jesus says, I am the bread of heaven that came down from
Jesus dit, heaven. Je suis le pain de vie.
So this is
venu du ciel.
This is the place where the mind is nourished by the mind of Christ.
Ça c'est l'endroit où notre pensée est nourrie par la pensée de Dieu.
This is where the mind of Christ begins to erase the mind of Uganda, the mind of actually, the mind of Buganda. What's this again?
C'est ici que l'esprit de Dieu commence à effacer.
Fight against the mind of the world.
La pensée des tribus.
The mind of environmental scientists. the NGO work program officer. Doctor, clean. Pharmacist, clean. Lawyer, clean. Human rights worker, clean. Amen.
Amen.
This is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it has crown. Yeah. Pointing
you see, there are the crown.
Amen. If you go to Revelation 11, 12, it says there was a woman that has a crown.
Yes. On Apocalypse 12, on voit une dame qui a avec 12 étoiles.
November. We will talk about it. No, we can't talk about it now.
En novembre, nous allons parler de ça.
About the mind of Christ.
Concernant la pensée de Christ.
This is where we begin to wear a new covering.
Over ici, our mind, on commence à avoir une couverture différente.
It is the government of Christ.
C'est le gouvernement de Christ.
Ruling our mindset.
Qui commence à régner sur notre pensée.
But there's also another crown pointing down.
Il y a une autre couronne qui regarde en bas.
That is the judgment.
Ça, c'est Ça, c'est le jugement.
Of the Nigerian mind.
De la pensée nigériane.
That I may receive the mind of Christ. Amen. Don't you understand?
Pour que je puisse le savoir, la pensée du Christ.
He said, when you receive the word, it's sweet in your mouth.
Quand tu reçois la parole de Dieu,
bitter
in your belly. Quand tu reçois la parole Amen. De Dieu, c'est doux dans la bouche. Mais dans le ventre, c'est amer.
That bitter speaks of repentance.
Alors, judgment. Quand on parle de l'amertume, ça veut dire le jugement, la repentance.
All the intestine.
Tous les intestins.
Go and clean it. Clean it.
Ça va nettoyer tous les intestins.
Hallelujah. That is the word.
Ça, c'est la parole.
See, there are 12 loaves of bread. 12.
Il y a 12
12 speaks of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Les 12 représentent les 12 tribus d'Israël.
Do you know who the tribes of Israel are?
Est-ce que tu sais qui sont les 12 tribus d'Israël?
Levi, a murderer.
Levi, c'est un meurtrier.
Kill.
Il a tué.
Murder.
Il a tué.
All the murder in me, the word of God will change it. Huh? Amen.
You know Levi.
Hallelujah.
What he did.
Huh? You know what he did?
Instruments of wickedness.
You know Levi?
He went and killed the people that...
Levi and Simeon.
Uh-huh. What did he do?
He went and killed the man who
raped this. Not the man alone. He killed everybody in the tribe.
All the men in the village.
So it's piece of that nature of hatred, bitterness, malice. Actually against Buganda. Buganda wants to rule everybody. Actually said no. That is the thing. It kills it. Amen.
Amen.
So there are 12 tribes.
He has 12 tribes.
Means whatever nature you have, the word of God is perfect. To combat the soul.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you know the first man, Simeon?
Tu connais Simeon?
He went into the father's wife. Ruben. Went to the father's wife.
Tu connais Ruben? Lui, il est parti jusqu'à la femme de son père.
Sexual wildness. Uncontrolled sexual desire.
Il ne pouvait pas se contrôler.
That's why I say, 4 chapters will heal it. Amen! Yeah. Each other, we heal it faster.
With fasting.
Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says this kind does not God but by fasting and prayer plus the word of God plus fire plus the Holy Ghost. It will burn everything out. Amen. Hallelujah. It will burn it. Amen. You know, initially it's hard, but after some time, thank you, your mind will be fast. You'll be excited. Amen. I can tell you from experience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're not speaking theory, but we mean
practice.
Amen. After I come and meet me, I will give you more practice. Amen. So I can go on and on, but there are 12 loaves complete.
Yeah, there are 12
for all the natures.
Toutes sortes de
matières
que nous pouvons
avoir. Hallelujah. So wherever you are coming from, God has an answer.
Dieu a une réponse.
Polygamy is here.
Polygamy, ça peut être jugé là.
All the 12 children, see how they were born?
Tu vois les 12 enfants. Tu vois comment ils étaient.
If you are in competition.
C'est la concurrence.
Cheating. Nigerian cheating. Everybody is just like. Amen. I'm no more Nigeria, I'm Zion.
Amen.
Don't you understand? Amen. So wherever you're coming from, there is room for you.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever you think happened in the past, somebody killed their father, stole your land, cheated you, your uncle did this, oppressed your tribe.
Or you did it.
The word of God is perfect.
Tout ce que tu as fait, la parole de Dieu pour qui il soit.
Amen. There is hope.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then, the golden altar, you see, it is seen before again, the fourth side, is the soul again.
L'autel d'or.
But you see, here is brass.
En bas.
Have you noticed the change?
L'autel, c'est d'or.
This is gold.
Ça, c'est or.
Gold.
Ça, c'est or.
Good.
Ça c'est or.
Good means the nature of God.
Alors, l'or représente la nature de Dieu.
When you heat it, you put fire in it, it becomes pure.
Si tu mets le feu sur l'or, ça devient plus pure.
Persecution will make you more holy. Amen.
Tribulation.
Yes. Okay. Well, tribulation, persecution,
okay.
Trial.
La persécution va te rendre encore plus saint.
The baptism of fire. Yes. Somebody
the
was.
The baptism the feu.
The Bible says we must enter into the kingdom through much tribulation and fire. Amen.
Tu que nous allons entrer dans ce royaume. À travers les tribulations et le feu.
Some of us will feel, oh, my life is full of fire.
Parfois, on pense que ma vie est trop pleine de feu.
When we start praying, I want you to tell God, thank God for, thank you for the fire.
Je veux que tu remercies Dieu pour le feu.
Say God, thank you for the fire.
Merci pour le feu.
The fire was sent to purify you.
Le feu m'a envoyé pour me purifier.
Make your faith more precious. Amen. To make you more like God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the message. So here is the soul on fire.
Ici, c'est l'âme qui est sur feu.
And they will bring some fragrance.
Et ça va sortir des aromes.
And they will burn it to the fire.
On va brûler ça.
And the fire must be taken from here.
Et le feu, on doit le prendre.
You see what I was saying? That this table will come here. Amen.
Amen.
So the fire from here comes here.
Le feu,
amen.
And
the fragrance speaks of the sweetness in your emotion.
Alors, in your desire. Trouve là-bas, hein, ça montre la douceur.
Do you know there is sweetness in you? I'm sure the devil says, oh, I'm not good, I'm not sweet. It's not true. Everyone has a sweetness.
Amen.
Fire brings out the sweetness. Hallelujah. And it brings a sweet aroma. The best aroma for God is your soul.
Alors,
hallelujah.
Plus à Dieu,
when under fire, you say, Lord, thank you for this situation because I know you love me.
Alors,
it is the best offering in the whole world.
Tu
hallelujah.
Amen.
When you refuse to complain, God, thank you.
Tu refuse de te plaindre.
When you turn the other cheek,
quand
when somebody is taking advantage of you, and you tell the person, God bless you. It's the best offering you can give to God. Hallelujah. And this altar, they will carry it inside. And the smell will fill all.
And
cover the ark. Amen.
La salle.
And when God sees it, God comes down.
Et comme Dieu voit ça, Dieu descend.
I will shake your hand.
Amen. Et il vient te serrer la main.
I said, thou art my beloved son.
Amen. Et il dit que tu es mon amour.
Your life is very pleasing to me. Amen.
Ta vie, ma
and then the glory of God comes fully. Amen.
Et la gloire de Dieu vient.
So, I will leave it here. Amen.
Je vais laisser là-bas.
This is just an overall, just a short summary.
Ça, c'est un résumé, un court résumé.
But if I want to leave one message with you.
Je veux laisser une chose avec toi.
See this thing? It's a white fence. It's a white fence.
Alors, la clôture, ça, c'est fait d'un matériel blanc.
So if someone is very far and you're looking at the tabernacle, what would you see? You see a white fence.
Alors, si quelqu'un regarde de loin,
that's
qu'est-ce que la personne voit? La personne voit une clôture toute blanche.
It's your testimony.
Ça, c'est ton témoignage.
When they mention your name,
quand on mentionne ton nom,
what is the testimony that comes out?
Quel est le témoignage qui sort?
Is it white?
Est-ce que c'est blanc?
Amen. For you say the white is what the righteousness of the saints.
Le blanc représente la sainteté.
Your identity is white.
Votre identité, c'est blanc.
Purity.
La la purité,
righteousness,
la justice,
overcoming over the flesh. Amen.
Vaincre la chair.
Because it's a protection.
C'est une protection.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.